Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I thank the second panel for being here. I wish there was many people listening to this panel as the first, because this is the hard work that we have to do in getting this right and moving forward. And I so much appreciate Mr. Sumwalt, the NTSB's recommendations, and Mr. Hart, your committee's recommendations. My colleagues and I, Senator Duckworth, Senator Blumenthal, have already introduced legislation on the NTSB and other recommendations last week, and hope that we will be able to move forward on those. You heard the discussion. I believe we're here for this issue about what happened in the cockpit and the level of distraction, which I think is the point, Mr. Sumwalt, of at least two of the recommendations that we put in our legislation. That is your recommendation that the FAA direct Boeing to have clearer corrective actions from uncommanned systems, and that there be this some sort of resolution that they've had in other planes to the cockpit situation, so that we're not bombarding pilots. Also, that they develop the same kind of assessment. Now, when I read the circulars, and I've read many, it's pretty clear to me that, you know, this already should have been done. That, I mean, it's pretty clear that you have to talk about the effectiveness, that you, when you submit a plan for a plane, you have to submit this alert plan. So we'll see, we'll find out at some point what alert plan was submitted and what was reviewed. But it's very clear that you have to have, you know, this effectiveness intended for human and machine integration, you know, people understanding the alerts, compatibility with other displays and warnings, ensuring that the system, you know, is telling the pilots what to do. So, listen, I appreciate your recommendations, and we are going to get them into law, trust me. The question becomes, like, what are we doing on top of something that isn't already clear here? What is it that actually we're doing and helping people understand? What is it we're doing here to make this system safer? And the reason I ask this is because, as I said in my opening statement, I actually believe this is the issue du jour. I think it is for automobile safety moving forward on more AVs and on airplanes. There's going to be more integration into the cockpit. So anytime you're taking over command of that plane with a response, we need to know and we need to understand that functionality. So what are these alert system requirements that we're asking the FAA to do both for the MAX and for all planes? What is that really giving us that we don't currently have now in the statute?
Well, thank you for the question, Senator Cantwell, and thank you for your leadership and your advocacy on this area. Of course, we issued these seven recommendations a month ago because we did identify holes in the design certification process. I'd be glad to get into some of those holes and what those recommendations are, but I don't want to dominate your time. I defer to you.
Well, my question was, why do you think this is important? Because you actually don't think that the details are there?
That's correct. And the long and the short of it, woven throughout each of the seven recommendations, is that we found that when pilots are faced with multiple alerts, they're not performing or reacting in the way that Boeing thought that they would react when they developed their design assumptions.
And what about safety management systems for aerospace manufacturers? What about that recommendation?
The NTSB has found the benefits of safety management systems in many modes of transportation, including aviation. We don't have specifically a recommendation for an SMS for the manufacturers. However, we do believe that when you're properly analyzing and assessing your risk, that is improving safety. So if I think personally, I think that would be a good idea for manufacturers to have a safety management system in place.
And what does that mean to most people who are trying to listen to this conversation post the one we just had? What does that actually mean that happens?
You know, I've always looked at safety management systems, and I like the term safety management instead of safety management systems, because it's an active thing. We want to manage safety the way that we would manage other vital business functions. So they're generally thought to be about four tenets of SMS, one of which is safety risk assessment, where you're actively assessing your risk and managing those risks to an acceptable level. And so that's a key component right there of a safety management system.
Well, this issue of risk management is critical, and that's what I believe, is that you have to say what are the highest risks so you can focus on them. It was clear no one thought this change of a new system that took outside information, controlled a plane, gave it different commands with different alerts that do different things. It wasn't tested. So we have to implement this. The FAA was given this, I don't know if it was a directive or nudge before, but then they pulled back on a rulemaking in 2014 on this system management. But you believe ICAO, others are recommending this is what we should go forward with, because it creates this robust discussion constantly. Is that the right way to describe it?
As a safety practitioner, I agree with that. And I do want to say again, the NTSB has not really gone on the record to have a recommendation for that. But from a safety practitioner's perspective, again, when you're managing your risk, you're managing safety.
Thank you. Thank you. I see my time has passed. So Senator Blumenthal.